Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet. Femi Bebfe, PJ Glasser, Power Hour rolling along here on a Friday. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Brad Evans of BetMGM Tonight to get his favorite bet of the evening. But let's waste no more time here, PJ, because we do have some college basketball that we have to get to before we start to tackle the NFL Week 14 Sunday slate here. And I know Mike Brown has the glorious slate up for tonight. The Music City Madness in Nashville between the Gonzaga Bulldogs and the Kentucky Wildcats. And right now over at BetMGM, you have Gonzaga as a 5.5-point favorite, total 159.5. I laid it with the Zags. There's some fives that are out there. Make sure to shop around. The difference between 5 and 5.5 is pretty big. So lay the 5 if you can find it. That's what I bet. I think Gonzaga's just too much for this team. And also Gonzaga's coming off a rather embarrassing performance against Michigan in Vegas during Feast Week here. So I think Gonzaga bounces back nicely in Nashville against a Kentucky team that just doesn't seem to have that high of a ceiling. So give me the Zags laying the 5. PJ, any thoughts on this game and any thoughts on the games that we have on Saturday, which is a pretty big slate headlined by Iowa State, Purdue, and Duke and Michigan State?
Yeah, I'm with you on Gonzaga tonight. I would also lay the 5.5 with them. I think the Zags are one of the better teams in the country. I know Michigan smoked them by 40, but Michigan, I mean, they are looking like a runaway train right now. The Zags are just, they're a good defensive team this year, which is just not very Mark Few-like. You know, they're normally great on offense and hit or miss on defense. Great defensive team, and I think Kentucky's going to struggle tonight putting up points, even though it'll be a home game there in Nashville for Kentucky. But I'm with you. I like Gonzaga in that game. As for tomorrow, I like Sparty on the money line against Duke. That game's about a pick 'em. It's at the Breslin Center. Michigan State's defense is really good. Top 5 in the country. And Duke going on the road like that in a hostile environment, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be a close game. I trust Michigan State to find a way to win it at the end, so I'll go there. I'll take Indiana plus 5.5 against Louisville. Indiana lost outright to Minnesota midweek as a 10.5-point favorite. I think they were looking ahead to this game. And I think Indiana's live to win that game. So I'm going to take them plus the points. I'm going to take a money line as well. And then a couple late night games that I like tomorrow. I'm going to take Tennessee on the money line against Illinois. I just think Tennessee's lost 2 straight. It's a tough spot for Illinois to get a Tennessee team off 2 straight losses. I think it's going to be close. The Volunteers find a way to win that game at the end. And then I like Auburn plus the points tomorrow at Arizona. Auburn's just been one of these teams the last couple years. These non-conference games, they've been really strong. Again, I know you look at the Michigan game, throw that out the window. St. John's they beat, Houston they lost by 2. I think that's going to be a close game tomorrow night, so I like Auburn plus the points as well.
All right, those are our college basketball bets for tonight and tomorrow night. To me, I'm just rolling with Gonzaga. I'll do a little bit more work on the Saturday slate there. Michigan State does seem like a pretty good spot to be back in Sparty Party against the Blue Devils after Duke just beat Florida earlier this week at Cameron Indoor Stadium. All right, with that being said, let's go ahead and get to the National Football League. But before we can do that, Jake, drop down that Mario music as we tackle the Sunday slate in the NFL. right, PJ, let's get to week 14 in the NFL, and we'll begin in the Meadowlands between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. Right now, Miami is a 3-point favorite over at BetMGM. Total 41.5. How are you betting this AFC East clash that has zero playoff implications?
Now that we're up to three, I think I like the Jets again as a home dog. Second meeting between these two teams. That time of the year, it's December and MetLife, Tua and the Dolphins out in the elements. You know, the offense not going to be quite as crisp. And the Jets have actually played pretty decently here as of late. They started to win a couple games. They played the Ravens pretty tough. So their defense is starting to play a little better. And I like Tyrod better backing the Jets than I do when Justin Fields is out there. So now that you're giving me the three, I'll take the Jets as a home dog.
I'm with you. It's only the New York Jets in this game. Tua laying points in the cold. Get out of here with that nonsense. That's not going to fly. So to me, gangrene plus three. I think the Jets also are pretty rallied behind Aaron Glenn and what they have going heading into 2026. Whereas Miami, I mean, we all know how this ends. It ends with Mike McDaniel getting his walking papers on Black Monday. So the Jets plus three for me against the Miami Dolphins. All right, let's move on to Baltimore, where your Ravens, 6-point favorites against the Pittsburgh Steelers. First place in the AFC North on the line. Totals at 43. Lamar Jackson is good to go from an injury standpoint after the Pittsburgh Steelers. The rookie Derek Harmon, he has been ruled out. Kyle Duggar is out on the back end in the secondary. But the big news, though, Lamar is fine and will be playing. Might be compromised, but he'll at least be out there. You liking your Ravens laying the 6, PJ?
No chance. I'm not touching the spread. It would only be Pittsburgh for me. In a game like this where I think a lot of people expect it to be low scoring, first to 20, I think this is going to be your classic Ravens Steelers field goal type game. So if I had to bet it, I'd look Pittsburgh. My favorite bets, though, in this game, Femi, I call this a DHO game, Derrick Henry overs. We're going over the rushing yards. We're going over the rushing attempts. Over 85.5 rushing yards, over 19.5 rushing attempts. They got to feed the king in this game. The best the Ravens have looked against the Steelers in the last 7 years was in the playoff game last year in the wild card round, and that's because they ran the ball with Derek and Lamar. You just watched the Buffalo Bills last Sunday run the ball down their throat. Their defense, the Steelers' defense, was on the field for 75 plays. They're tired. They're beaten up. They can't stop the run. And Lamar hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in the last three games. We know he's not right. He's not healthy. Lean on Derrick Henry. So, I mean, as much as I hate John Harbaugh, he can't be this idiotic. Like, run the freaking ball with Derrick Henry, please. Over rushing attempts, over rushing yards, and let's win the damn game.
Absolutely love it. And here I thought DHO meant dribble handoffs, and it's Derrick Henry overs. For those of you out there keeping score at home, I will not be betting this game. I'm going to stay away from this one. Like, to me, like, from a numbers standpoint, I think you could actually make the argument for Baltimore, but I'm not going to do it. I need to see Lamar Jackson play a full game and look like himself before I ever entertain laying this many points with the Baltimore Ravens. And we all saw the Steelers. They suck. So it's a complete pass for me in the AFC North, and I guess I'm rooting for a tie since I bet the Cincinnati Bengals to win the division. That's here nor there. All right, let's go down to Atlanta. Battle of the Birds between the Seattle Seahawks and the Atlanta Falcons. Seattle, a 7-point favorite. Total 44.5. The big injury news with this game, no Drake London for the Atlanta Falcons. He will miss yet another game. So no London. James Pierce is listed as questionable. Seattle has a pretty clean bill of health. I thought about betting the Falcons early in the week, but I wanted Drake London to play in the game. Because he's not playing, I think I'm going to pass this one, PJ. How do you bet this game between the Seahawks and the Falcons?
I think the Seahawks are a great teaser leg this week. I teased the -1 with another game on the board that we'll talk about later, but I think they're a good teaser leg. I would just bet the Falcons team total under, Femi. It's at 17.5 on BetMGM. I really like that number, especially now with London being out of the lineup. You can't run the ball on Seattle, and Kirk Cousins can't throw it. So how are they moving the ball in this game? Unless we have one of those Darnold 3 or 4 interception games that put them in good field position, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. But I think as long as they take care of the ball, play field position, I mean, that defense is just way too good, and they have been so good on the road ever since Mike McDonald has taken over as head coach. I just think it's a brutal matchup for Atlanta and for Kirk Cousins. So Falcons team total under 17.5 would be my play.
Yeah, so going with the Falcons team total under. Once again, no bet for me between the Falcons and the Seahawks. Let's head on over, though, to Western New York, where we should have some weather in this game. It sounds like we might get some snow in this one, but maybe we get points as well looking at the total. But the Bengals taking on the Buffalo Bills. A lot of injury news with this game. T. Higgins has cleared the concussion protocol he is in. Trey Hendrickson will miss yet another game with that back injury. On the Buffalo side, no Joey Bosa, no Terrell Bernard. Josh Palmer is listed as doubtful, but they may be getting back Dalton Kincaid, their best pass catcher for that offense. Bills now 6-point favorites, total 53. What do you like between Cincy and Buffalo?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I laid it with the Bills at 5.5. I still like it at 6. Anything under a touchdown, I think, is a good number. I know the Bills have been a very up-and-down team this season. As soon as you think they're going to turn the corner, they lay an egg. As soon as they lay an egg and you think they're going to fall apart, they come back with an impressive win. So after what they did last week against the Steelers, maybe you would think, oh, they're going to struggle against Cincinnati. But I don't think so, Femi, because the Bills, they're just going to run the ball on Cincinnati, unlike the Ravens did. I think too much is being made off of the Thanksgiving game of Cincinnati being back. I really think that game was all about Baltimore. If Likely doesn't fumble and Zay Flowers doesn't get called for the push-off, that's a completely different game. And it's called a completely different way, both teams the rest of the way. It just completely changes the game. After that, Lamar started forcing. They abandoned the run. All those kinds of things. Felt like a Ravens playoff game, right? So Buffalo, they're good at home. That Bengals defense is still so bad. They can't stop anybody. They'll lean on James Cook. I think Allen plays well. And I think the Bills are just too much for the Bengals. So I laid it with Buffalo.
We will be Oppo Taco, PJ. I am taking it with the Cincinnati Bengals. Have not placed the bet yet. I want to see if we can get 6.5. We'll never get to 7, but maybe we get to 6.5. But I will be betting 6 or better with Cincinnati. I hear you, and I agree. Like, the Bills' run game is going to run all over the Cincinnati Bengals. But I think last week on Thanksgiving, that was the game for Joe Burrow to knock off the rust. And you saw it. He didn't look like the classic Joe Burrow. He's going to look like it on Sunday. Because this Bills defense also was very suspect. And I think they are getting propped up a little bit too much after playing a horrendous offense last week that set football back probably multiple decades in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, T. Higgins is now back in the fold. Cincinnati just has a different swagger when they have Joe Burrow on the field. And I think they can sense it. They look at their division and say, why can't we run down the Steelers? Why can't we run down the Ravens? We just beat the Ravens. I think the Bengals give you a playoff-worthy effort. And if Joe Burrow's giving you a playoff for the effort and he's catching 6, the smart thing to do is to bet the Cincinnati Bengals. So that's what I'm doing. I'm rocking with the Bengals. I think the Bengals win the game outright. They pull off the upset, and we will be having an AFC North conversation on Monday when the Bengals beat the Buffalo Bills. So I'm on Cincinnati. You're on Buffalo. We will be Oppo Taco in the early window. Now to a game that's not as fun or exciting. The Tennessee Titans and the Cleveland Browns. Cam Ward versus Shadur. The draft workout buddies. Here we go. As the Titans are catching four. Never thought I'd see Shedeur Sanders laying 4 points in the NFL, but hey, that's how bad Tennessee has been so far this year. Total is at 33.5. Jack Conklin, Wyatt Teller, the right side of the Browns offensive line is out. Mason Graham listed as questionable, but he said he's good to go and will be playing for Tennessee. Lloyd Cushenberry, their starting center, he has been ruled out. So injuries along the offensive line for both of these teams. How are you betting Tennessee and Cleveland?
How many points would you need to bet the over in this game? If I gave you 23.5, would you bet the over?
I mean, yes, I would. I would bet over 23.5.
14-10 get us there?
Exactly. It gets you home.
It does. So I'm not doing anything with the total. I haven't played the game, Femi. I think I'm going to moneyline parlay the Browns with something else on the board, maybe like the Seahawks or with a teaser of something else. But I like the Browns to win. I just don't know how Tennessee scores. I don't. And the Browns special teams is so bad. And maybe Shedeur makes a mistake that puts him in good field position. But I really thought Tennessee's opportunity to like cover a game or win a game outright, pull off an upset, was the Jags game last week. God, that offense is just, they do nothing well. And now enter a great defense, especially when they're at home. I don't know how they score more than 10 points in this game. So as long as the Browns get to 14, I think they win. I think that's a magic number for Cleveland. Get to 14, I think you win. I think they do that. So I'll take the Browns on the money line.
Is there a case to lay the four with Cleveland? I think there might be. Like, it sounds insane that like I'm going to lay points with Shedeur Sanders in his third start in his career. Like, it sounds ridiculous to say out loud, but like you said, how is Tennessee scoring? And I do think Cleveland should be able to at least score somewhat. I mean, Cleveland could score 7 and they might cover 4. You know,
yeah.
Like, they might be 7-0, or you might push on 7-3. Like, I didn't think that I was going to bet this game, but the more I think about it and hearing you talk about this one, and I agree with everything you had to say about the Titans, I think I might lay 4 with Cleveland and Shedeur Sanders, because Myles Garrett is not going to let the Tennessee Titans and Cam Ward score points in this game. Myles Garrett might break the single season sack record in this game. Like, get ready for that. Like, if you're watching Red Zone, hey, Scott Hansen's going crazy because, oh, Myles Garrett's one sack away. Like, this might happen in this game. So we might see history, and I might make history as the only person that is willingly laying 4 with Shedeur Sanders in the NFL. But a small bet on Cleveland for me because I want some action in the early window. All right, on the other side, we still have some more games to get to from the early window, so we'll have to cruise a little bit after visiting with our buddy Brad Evans. But we have the Commanders and the Vikings. Jaden Daniels is back. Saints, Bucks, Colts, Jags, and all the big late window games and Sunday Night Football, capping it off with the Texans and the Chiefs. It's all coming at you to wrap up the Friday edition of You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.